Good evening, everyone. It's Mrs. Felder. Happy to say hello to all. This week's Parsha is Parshas Tazria. I'm going to go with you the Kli Yakar in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Mem Hei. The Pasuk says, V'atzarua asher bo hanega. And the person who has tzaras, begodav yu frumim. His garments shall be torn, rosho ye perua, and the hair of his head shall not be cut, va'al safam yate, and he should cover himself up to his lips, v'tamei tamei yikra, and he has announced that he is tamei. So going over the Kli Yakar and that pasuk, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he lacks kavod habrios, and he spoke badly of someone. But the Gemara says, kol haposel b'mumo posel. The one who finds fault with someone else, b'mumo posel, is really finding fault in himself. In reality, his ability to find fault in someone else is a reflection of his having the same fault. For example, if someone is a mean person, you'll be able to quickly spot that meanness in someone else because he's really familiar with that trait of meanness since he has those deficiencies himself. Therefore, the pasuk says, Vatzarua asher bo hanega. He has the very same chesaron in himself that he spoke Lashon Hara about, and he tried to put that person in a bad light. The pasuk continues, "Begodav yufrumim, his garments shall be torn." That is to be machaper and soros ayin, stinginess. It bothers him that others have it good, so let his clothes be torn. Veroshio yefarua, and the hair of his head shouldn't be cut. That is to be machaper on gasas haruach, his arrogance, that he try to make himself superior to others. Va'al safam yate, and he should cover himself up to his lips. To be mechaper on the chait of Lashon Hara that he spoke with his lips. V'tamei tamei yikra, he has to call out to others that pass by that he's tamei. They should stay away. If someone can be critical of another person's faults, then he must also announce that he has those faults and he is tamei, since kol haposel b'muma posel. This theme of kol haposel b'muma posel, that if I can spot a deficiency in someone else, it's really a reflection of my own weakness. That should make us pause before being critical of others and to self-reflect. Is it possible that what I am seeing as a chasaron in someone else, I can only identify because I have the same problem? It's a humbling thought and should inspire us to dig deep within ourselves when critical thoughts of others come to mind. Instead, being dalekav schus, judging others positively, will enable you to see the good in others and will create the ability to form much happier relationships than criticism can ever achieve. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone, and atzlacha with being positive and looking at others in a positive light.